won't forget every promise you have whispered to my heart.
Welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., where on this Power Friday, we are taking a look at ways that we can help our children deal with pain. You know, there's just so much more pain. It's going to be building up. People are going to be creating ways to increase the pain in the months and years to come. And so it'll be so good of us to talk with our children now about dealing with the pain. Let them know it's coming. Let them know people are going to be making ways to bring pain. Let them know how to deal with it. Taking a look at the private journals again, where they're writing down what their thoughts are and what their feelings are. And you can buy a journal that says, this is what I did today. You can buy a journal that says, this is how I feel. Talk to your child ahead of time about whether she wants you to read it together or if she prefers to keep it private. A lot of people do feel more comfortable writing about their feelings, about their thoughts. Some of their thoughts and feelings will almost certainly have something to do from time to time with what's going on at home. And maybe you say, well, do you think that there will be some times when you will want me to read with you what you've written and just certain topics that we'll read together and certain ones we will not read together? Or do you prefer that we not read any of it together? You just keep it all private. Or do you prefer that we read it all together? If they say, you know, yeah, let's go ahead and read it all together. Well, you may want to just tell them, okay, that's fine. And if for whatever reason you decide that there's a certain entry that you don't want me to read, you don't want to share with me, let me know. And that's one that won't be shared. And we'll just do it that way. Yeah, you're trying to make this something that will truly benefit your child because you want your child to really learn how to cope with, deal with, express their pain. And of course, keep in mind that one of the ways that you can help your child learn to deal well with their pain is by allowing them to see you deal well with your pain. Sometimes talk about some situation that you're going through that's causing you pain, confusion, etc. And talk with your child, your children, about how you're working through it. Yeah, and notice I emphasize the word working. Let them know how you're working through it. This isn't about necessarily saying, hey, you know what? Painful situations come up for me from time to time, but they never bother me. They cause a little bit of pain for a minute or two, and then I'm good. Sometimes painful situations can be like that, but often they won't be quite like that. It will take some work to work through the situation so that you're able to let go of the pain and let them know that that is the ultimate goal as far as expressing the pain, journaling about it, etc., to get to the point where they let go of the pain so that that pain won't hang around inside of their souls and cause problems later on. All right. Now, we talked about the possibility of journal entries being shared with you, the ones that your child, your children are writing down and possibly sharing. How about this idea? A parent-child journal. Parent-child. A parent-child journal. We're journaling back and forth is something that you do. It could be a good way to share your feelings. It can be especially helpful for older kids who feel a little uncomfortable talking about their feelings face-to-face. Writing in a journal and giving it to you can be a good way for them to share some of their more private concerns. And you can write back with tips on how to deal with feelings and problems or to simply show that you're listening. Talking about, well, working together as a team. That's what it comes down to also because, you know, as we know, a lot of what we go through in life, you know, there are times when we can just handle it on our own. But there are other times when we're going to need help from someone, whether it's a family member, a trusted friend outside of the family, or a professional. There are going to be times when we'll need help. And this might be one way for you to connect with your children, each of them, in a way that you may not otherwise connect with them. I think it's a good thing for our children to know that they can connect with us, relate to us, talk with us. And I know a lot of you say, well, I really don't want them talking with me about their personal concerns, their pains, their fears. I don't, because I'm not their friend. Remember what Sierra told us years ago. Sierra, who at the time I think was about 13 or 14. And Sierra said, I want my mother to be my friend. I just don't want my mother to be my buddy. And she made clear what she meant by that. She did not want her mother dressing up. She didn't think it was appropriate for mothers to dress up like their daughters and go with their daughters to the nightclub. This isn't something that Sierra did, but she just made that as a point, as an illustration. I think it's a good one. I don't think it's appropriate for mothers to be going out with their daughters to the nightclub. That's a buddy. How do you respect her then as mother? And she made it clear. She wanted her own mother to be the authority figure in their home. She wanted her mother to exercise authority over her because that was her mother's right as a parent. But she also wanted to be able to talk with her mother about anything. And I think that Sierra hit the nail on the head. As I've said before, God called Abraham his friend. We're talking about God. You can't get any higher than that. When it comes to an authority figure, God is the highest. God called Abraham his friend. God called Moses his friend. The Lord Jesus, who is God the Son, said to his disciples, his closest disciples, his most intimate disciples, I am no longer calling you servants, but I now call you friends. So let's be friends to our children. We just need to know how to be friends with them. All right. As we get ready to call it, I thought it might be helpful if we get in some vicarious screams. Yeah. I really don't want to do it myself. I'm not excited about the idea of, you know, tearing up my vocal cords. So let's let Homer scream for us as we go out today. You all have a good one.